God tell me to do. That's the most, that's the big rocks. You know, the college professor said he had rock, sand, gravel, and water. And he said, how can you get all this in the bottle, in this jar, in a pickle jar? And then he put the rocks in first. Then he put gravel in and shook it down. Then he put sand in. And then he said, he asked the students, is it full? They said, this full looks full to me. And then he poured water in it. And then it was full. But if he put the water in first, then the rocks, then the sand, you know, it would have been all messed up. But he got more in it doing it the right way. So you got to put the big rocks in first. We're running out of time. People need the anointing on our life. We need to be doing what pertains to life and godliness in Christ. Whatever God guides you to do, don't let it go undone. And get rid of stuff that's not right. And the advice of others that's not right. You know, when you do warfare, you have to get rid of what's holding you back. Now, going back to, you know, we just read verse 4. Behold, the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet they turn about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor or captain wants to go. Verse 5. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasts of great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. So don't be wasteful with words. Don't be so fast to say things. That's what he's saying. Because you can say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it can cause a rift in the church. It can cause problems. It can cause people not to trust people that should trust people. And I don't want to be that guy. I want to do it God's way. I wrote a poem one time. Well, God gave me a living letter, really. A living letter is greater than a poem. It's not just a poem. It's a word from the Lord. But he gave me a living letter saying, doing what blesses only. And I adopted that. You know, I still seek to master that. Doing what blesses only. I don't want to do anything that's corrupt. And through Christ, I can do it. He said, after verse 5, verse 6 says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on the fire of hell. I don't want my tongue to agree with hell and burn up my future. The Lord taught me something about sowing and reaping, spiritual wealth and spiritual debt. Every time you do something, it begins a process that don't stop. Good or bad, positive or negative. Everything you do, it begins a process. Every day you do something, it begins a process. It either contributes to what God is doing, or it's a hindrance and it contributes to what Satan is doing. If you take time and watch TV and you watch the negativity, even that will give you more hurdles to jump that you don't have to jump. So guard your heart. It's important to guard your heart. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm not the Holy Ghost, but this is just wisdom. If you, whatever you sit up and watch and watch and watch, you're that's culture. In 10 years, what will it do to you? But if you receive the word of God, what will that do to you? It prepares your heart to serve God. You have a burning passion to serve him. These things don't come automatically. Some people will say, well, that's all, it's overwhelming because you've already filled your heart with Baghdad. you got to drive out Baghdad, and you got to drive out Canaan. I'm talking hardcore Canaan, not Israel, but you got to drive out the religious systems and all the things that's a system against the word of God. And see, sometimes we can have appetite for that junk. There are shows I like to watch for different reasons. But I ain't going to sit up and watch it too much because they have raunchy stuff on it. I love to watch NCIS, but sometimes they do things they shouldn't. And, you know, you try to overlook it, but, you know, it's there. So I said, you know, I'm doing what God said do. But what if something's holding me back? That's why I started thinking, you know, you have to think about the course of nature, the course of your future. What are you speaking? That's the gauge. If whatever you're speaking, that's like a gauge on your dashboard. It's letting you know where you're at. So I thought about this. I think a lot. And I consider the word and what's important. And I don't want, see, when I go in God's presence, I want to go in his presence, and I want to be clean like he is. Jesus is still my goal. And I don't want to attach myself to anything that's not like him and like it. I want to hate everything that's not of him. And that's one of my goals. So I said, everything that's not like God got to go. Everything that's like Satan's got to go. And my appetite changed. Yeah, I did it with food. I'm getting old. I'm known for eating sweets too much. And especially guys that worked with me 20 years ago, they know, they say, oh, he eats sweets all day. I don't really eat sweets all day, but they said that about 10 years ago, I started saying, I crave what my body needs the most. Now, I don't like dieting. I don't like to say, well, I ain't going to eat this for 3 weeks and I ain't going to eat that. I'm going to cut back. And no, that's the hard way. I like, after I found the easy way, is fill your heart with God's word and you'll have appetite for the word and you won't have appetite for foolishness. Instead of trying to make sure that I don't do this and I don't do that, like they did at the holiness churches, they always break, because they're too concerned about what they can't do instead of living. All right, well, let's do it the easy way. I'm going to fill my heart with the word of God and I'm going to walk in his love. And I'm not going to want to be doing stupid stuff or any form of sin. And it's true. You don't, your appetite change, especially when you're born again. You don't want to do wrong. So, but in it, you know, when it comes to food, I said, I got to eat. So why not just crave what you need the most? You might need turnip greens. You might have a strong desire to eat turnip greens. Well, you need the nutrients in the turnip greens. So, and then when you crave it, you enjoy it. Now, I don't always want turnip greens. I love the way they make them in Nickies. Sometimes I just desire to eat the turnip greens in Nickies. And, or I may desire to eat more fruit. Whatever my body needs, I want to crave it so I can enjoy it. I don't want to just eat just because I have to. I want to enjoy every part of my life. And you can. And you can even confess this. I enjoy all the things of God. You can even say, and I don't enjoy the things of the world. See, your tongue is a controller. You can control your life. What are you speaking? It's a gauge, and it can tell you this is what you're about. And if you don't like it, find it in the word of God and change it. The Lord he's showing us how to live better in him. Wow, I went way over. Well, I guess this is too good. We're going to have to just do a two-part. Now, back to verse 6. The tongue is a foul world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body. It sets on fire the course of nature, and is set on the fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tame and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. And where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So if you don't want confusion and every evil work, get rid of the root, the strife. Get rid of envy and strife, and don't let it be part of your being. And fill it, replace it with the kindness and the love of God and positive words of God, and speak it. But if it's hard for you to refrain from saying negative things, stop talking and start reading. Receive what God is saying and then speak his word. And don't do these things in your strength, do it in his. Find the word, receive it, and speak from the word. When you're very thirsty, water tastes good. Even out of a hose pipe, it tastes sweet. If you're thirsty enough. Wherever the dry spots are, that's where the word, it's like drinking water when you were thirsty. We used to play sports all day in the sun. And then we go get a hose pipe and drink. And we drink a lot. And the water tastes so good when we were growing up. Now, so it is with the word. When you find the word and it hits the spot, you were dry. That's a dry spot. That you were empty in that part of your life. But fill it with the word of God and get rid of what will cause the most damage. Envy and strife. Verse 17, but the wisdom, we'll close with this. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The word of God comes to us so easy to receive. And when you desire it, it's even more powerful. In verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So follow the peace. Peace is fellowship. I like to break it down even further. Peace fellowship is fellowship with the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. And these things can grow inside you. If Enoch, a man before the Old Testament, the Lord took him off the earth. He had devoted himself to God so much and walked in his ways so much, the Lord took him. Jesus, the Lord took him too. And now we're his body, and he's about to take us. There's no limits, folks. There's no limits. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. But use your rudder, use your tongue, and stay connected to the vine. Always take orders from the head. Don't do things without being disconnected from the head. Let the Lord sanction everything you do. If it's one of your good ideas, go talk to him about it and see where it fits in his plan. And we'll close with that. What you speak is what you live. What you speak is what you will live. Stay in the victory. Dear Lord, I thank you for being with us. Help us to go forward. Help us to do all that's in your heart. And help us to stay in the victory, connected to the head, abiding in the vine, taking ground that the enemy stole, and doing all that's in your heart. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.